It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. I am one of your co-hosts. I am Michael Akadiri. And to my left, we've got...
Kazeem Jamal, a.k.a. Kazeem, not late Jamal. Done now.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to address this from the top, man.
No, introduce Darren.
No. Darren,
introduce Darren.
Darren is here.
Darren's here.
He's going on to March till... What's it called?
No, that's Duke of Edinburgh.
No, what's it called in America where the big pillar is? In Washington?
The Pentagon, what?
No. It's something like, something Hill, Square.
I don't know, man.
Capitol Hill.
Yeah, he's on his way to storm the Capitol in those,
bruv. Yeah, these are my jihadi fives.
Stormtroopers.
You kicked me in the shin with them, bruv.
My jihadi fives.
You are scrapping some Donnies, fam.
My storm the Capitol freeze.
Yeah, they're some tough boots, man.
My school shooter sevens.
Click, clack.
Damn.
We started early, boys.
Damn.
I drew the short straw on a drink as well.
Oh, anyway, basically, this will be a short episode because of Kazeem's tardiness. Just putting it out there. So that's where you get a short
started.
Store.
Huh? You could have started.
Well, we tried to give you the BOD because you said you could be 10 to 15, but at 10 to 15, 10 to 25.
I should have said start without me.
Yeah, you should have.
But I thought you would have because last time you started.
We're only as fast as our slowest member.
So. I've got some shit here that looks like I bust a nut, but
wow.
I didn't.
Maybe that's why you're late.
It was either me or my son. That's not busting nuts, by the way. That made the mess.
How did we get here?
He can't bust nuts yet, I checked.
Wow. What made you go that way?
Let's just lead into the jump, shall we then? Let's lead into the reaction, because you guys are going on. So I just thought, let's lean in.
Yeah.
You can't defeat me. Are you crazy?
You don't know about, I'm madder than all of you. I'm madder than all of you.
I'll defeat myself before I let anyone defeat me.
Suicide bomber.
Trust me, you remember that episode. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's it, man.
So this is either ketchup from my chicken burger or some mess when he was eating, because he ate some tomato.
Yeah, my daughter doesn't respect my clothes at all. Greasy child, typical black child, is covered in just like cocoa butter and grease. So each time, summertime, wearing my chinos, trying to get her ready, and then she's like, "Daddy, hug," and she doesn't even want.
Damn, doesn't want a hug.
She kind of just leans on my leg and just slides down it, and I'm just like,
"Yeah, it's trying to get the moisture off my dad." Well, lol, no dad, no problem. My dad used to do that to me.
Oh, for real?
He would over cream his hands for some reason,
yeah.
And then he'd be like, "Come here," and then he would just get my hands and wipe the... get less... I'm like, just get a towel, big man. Just get a tea towel.
Were your hands ever dry?
My hands weren't dry, right? Like,
okay, so you just...
I'm not that African, you know what I mean? Like, my hands weren't dry,
this guy
bro.
Is shooting.
From the hip!
Shot himself, shot everyone.
I got a friend named Cheddar Bob who shot himself in the leg with his own gun.
Guy just got the gun, shot everyone, the shot at himself and said, I'm still here.
Pew, pew, pew. Everybody gonna die tonight.
We got reflection, man. Let's go into the reflection, man.
Cool.
And you know what? This week, I've got reflection, people. You know what? Obviously, this we're recording, by the way, people, when you listen to this, we're going to be well into August, but we're recording early because Darren is going to chase his dreams and go to Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Come on, get out of the applause. Get out of the applause, man.
Hey, Dream Chase.
Come on,
Mills. Darren Mills.
He could be a different guy by the time he returns, innit? So this could be one of the last final episodes before he becomes a big star.
Mills.
Who knows? He could become a different guy. Change his number. We don't know. But before... he disembarks Edinburgh.
Sorry, last one.
He held a summer soiree at his residence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a good party that was as well.
Yeah, Kazeem.
You were not there.
Kazeem came all the way from Glasgow to attend.
You was invited, but you were not there.
Look, man, Kazeem went to gig. Went for the money.
Support black business.
What Glee Club?
Don't say it like that. That's my
you made this sound mad white.
No. It's not even that. The G in Glee stands for gangster, yeah? All right.
Is that their slogan, yeah?
No, I gave it to them. I ride out for the Glees, you know. They show me mad love in all of them.
Glee's a good club, man. A very good club.
The best.
All right.
Damn. I like that on record. I mean, I'm
happy to work at all clubs.
Same. No, but shout out to the Glee.
Shout out Glee every time.
They show me mad love, but go on, sorry.
So, Darren Summer Soiree, and, you know, it, like Kazeem, I was running a bit late.
Ooh.
And I had two events to go to that day. So, I will always try to go to both. Admittedly, I had a short amount of time at both. So I got to Darren's with my child, but I knew I had a short amount of time because my missus, she dropped me off and then went to go set up a barbecue 30 minutes down the road, and I knew she was going to come back and pick us up to go. So I said, you know what? Let me give Darren, say hello to everyone, give him his gift. I then weren't going to drink because I was going to drive later. Then his lovely wife said, do you want to eat something? I said, you know what? I'll have a little nibble. I went and picked some food. There's all this type of food on a plate. Had some
type
chicken.
Of food. Huh? That's not, come on, man.
Assorted food. Those nibbles, those proper food.
I know you ain't seen that type of food before.
I've seen that. Come on, man. You think it's my first rodeo?
Niger, bruv. But
nah, there was some.
Don't
say
all type of food.
There was
name the food.
Party food.
Yeah.
And there was real meal food. Party food, like finger food, and there was real food. You know what I'm saying? Like
detail.
What chicken? There was
what type
noodles.
Of chicken?
What?
I don't know what type of chicken. I don't think delicious.
Because you
delicious chicken. Delicious chicken.
Support black people.
I was disappointed that black people. I was eating the goddamn food that black people made. Delicious chicken. I don't know what type of chicken it was, but delicious. Anyways, I had a little bit. Then I went, you know what? I want some more. I met one of Darren's brothers. He had curry goat. He was trying to hide it.
Oh, now you know the names.
Look, well,
of the dishes.
Well, he was trying to hide the curry goat. And I said, who's responsible for that? Then apparently it was in the kitchen. We went to the kitchen. Anyways.
Oh, so you're just walking around Darren's house now. Like you're in the place.
Well, if you went to the party, you would have too. Anyway.
No. I'm so respectful. That's why I didn't turn up.
The food was good. And then I knew I had to leave. So then now, my mistress was like, did you eat? I said, yeah. She said, why did you eat? That's rude. You ate and left. I said, okay. Is that rude? Would you rather go to a party and not eat and then be seen as rude for not eating the people's food? Or would you rather eat and acknowledge that you may have to leave soon, but the food was delicious?
Depends if they're white or black.
Elaborate.
I feel well within my right to speak on this as well because I am part white.
Yeah, use your duality to speak on it.
Come on. It's not tasty, man.
So that's the only reason you're not eating, because it's not tasty. Or you're saying you are going to eat because it's not tasty, so no one can judge you.
No. I'm not eating.
For being greedy. Like, eating untasty food is actually polite.
No. I'm not eating because, basically, if I have the option to eat or not eat, if it's white... dishes.
Like what?
Like
what's a white dish?
You know, like jelly deals.
People be having jelly deals at parties.
I don't know what they do.
I have no idea what a jelly deal is.
It's exactly what it says on the tin. It's an eel in jelly. No, I'm joking, man. The thing is, right?
So you have a short amount of time. You have an hour at a party. Someone says, do you want a drink? You're like, nah. Do you want to eat? And you're like, nah. So then you're seen as the rude person. But then now you're also rude if you then apparently eat and leave too quickly. So I don't know. You can't win.
I like food, so I'm going to eat. Even if it makes me late for the next destination, I'm going to eat. You know?
I would eat. My wife had no problem with you eating. Some of her friends did, though.
Oh, let's get into
it. Some of my friends is like, it's kind of rude that he just came and ate.
So my wife had the right suspicions. My wife had, she was like, you ate, why did you eat that? That's going to be seen as rude. And then I was like, well, they offered. I don't, like, they, like, it wasn't like I went there and I was like, that pocket. I was like,
did you take Tupperware?
Nah, of course.
Okay, that'd be wild.
That's when they should take the food off me.
I think if there's food at a party, you're allowed to eat the food at the party.
Were you aware that Michael wasn't staying long?
No.
Oof.
So I...
But if I knew, I would be like, big man, you can't have food. Like, the food's there.
I was trying of course, to not... but you might be able to dampen the friend's voices by saying...
No, I didn't really care what they had to say about it. And,
is it going to come back and bite you? Because I know sometimes you talk
it. I didn't care, because me and my wife had to talk about it. I said, no, it's like, I don't care. Like, he came, he brought a gift. It's like, he's at the party.
Mm.
It's like, because someone's there for a short amount of time, you're not allowed to listen to the music. What? You can't listen to the music.
Cover your ears.
Why?
This music ain't for you. It's only for people staying longer than 2 hours.
People stay, so you can't listen to the music. Don't enjoy the music. Are you nodding your head to the music? No, not allowed to.
So how did you and your wife resolve the matter?
Well, she just told me off that I shouldn't have ate. And I said, well, I think it would have been rude if when offered food and drink at someone's house, I say no.
Do you know what's mad? Is all women do this, by the way. And my mum has a real problem at the moment with me putting her in the same category as all women. But
like she's not a woman.
She's like, I'm your mum. I'm not all women. Don't lump me in with them. And I'm like, you're taking the emotion and title out of it. Like, someone's looking at you.
Yeah.
Like all women.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying it to you because if anything, just because I love you, so I'm telling you straight away, is that they will tell you, this is just one of many, but they'll tell you something after the fact. Like, I would have got in the car and my missus would be like, you ate and left, that's so rude. And I would have been like, but it's done now. Like, it's done. What's the point in telling me off? I've already done it.
Mm, yeah. I guess maybe for next time. That is the, I guess, I'm,
no, no, this
I'm
is giving be them next
the
benefit
of the doubt. The learning point.
Next time, I'm going to lie because of this reaction.
The fact is, but the question was asked. You didn't volunteer the information.
Yeah, good, I remember.
So the question was asked, that means that's a consideration that's in her head anyway. So that should have been a consideration before you went in, I think. And she should be like, oh, where are you going? Don't eat. You only stayed there for a long
time. Yeah, that's true. That's a good rebuttal.
And then you could be like, I hear that, but I'm going to ignore that when I get in there.
that's a good point.
Look, this is how we deal with it, okay, lads? And I've alluded to it a little bit already. Whenever your partner asks you a question, whenever a woman asks you a question, just lie.
That can't be the mantra for life.
No, it is. Trust me, brother. Just lie, right? I remember when I was about 5, I told the truth.
Throw it back.
I told the truth.
Okay.
To my mum.
About what?
She said, how was your day today? When did you start reception? 5, 6, 7?
Yeah, 4, 5.
Whatever. I must have been in reception. Mm. Yeah. She said, how was your day today? I said, I can't lie, mum. Got in a bit of trouble today still. She cussed my bum but all out, yeah?
Mm.
Sent me to bed crying.
Oh, snap. Yeah?
From that day on, I became a pathological liar.
What? So she created this beast.
Mm-hmm, that's my origin story. That's my origin story. Because the reaction was so wild, I said, I'm never doing
never
that again.
Again.
I'm never doing
never
that again.
Again.
Yeah.
And I became such a liar. Like you could see me do this, yeah? And then be like, Kazim, you just moved that drink from there to there. And I'd look you dead in your face and be like, no, I didn't.
Wow. So you must be good under interrogation.
Oh, as I've got older now, I'm just like, whatever, you caught me. But back really then, I was like, when people could take things away from me, like a PlayStation or something like that, I'm lying. Or when you knew an ass whooping was coming. So anyway, my point to you, Michael, is the next time you go somewhere and you have two destinations that both have food at, right?
Yeah.
You have many options in those scenarios, right? Mm. When say like let's just use your daughter's birthday party as an example. You turn up to the party.
Mm.
Darren's wife says, "Do you want some food?" Lie. No, thank you. I just ate. You could be starving.
I could be. And
so,
I could have
done. Let's follow this all the way through. So each point is a lie.
Each
so,
point is a lie.
He said no. So now he didn't eat.
So now he hasn't eaten.
Right. So then when his wife asked
No,
him,
so this is just... You know like you know like a film when they go, oh, you know they wrote shot multiple endings for this film. This is what it's like. So this is just scenario A.
Yeah.
Lie. Okay. To Darren's wife.
Okay. Yeah. Right? Okay. Don't eat at
you
the
get
party.
Back in the car. Have you eaten? No. Cool.
Oh,
you're safe.
Tell the truth there.
Tell the truth there, right?
Okay. Well, not lie then.
Not lie there.
Right.
Reverse. Darren's wife offers you some food, which actually happened. You eat it in the back of your mind, just saying, there's no way in hell I'm letting the missus know I've eaten food.
So
you get in the car. Did you eat? Absolutely not. I'm starving. Let's go.
So is it lie, truth, lie, truth, lie, truth, lie, truth for every question of a woman throughout the day? Or is it? It has to be a lie at some point in your day.
It's none of the above. It's none of the above. What it is you lie at every moment it is convenient to yourself.
Okay, so you have to.
So there's not
the
even there's not even a system of lie, truth, but you just need to remember whatever lie you told in the beginning, you have to then course correct that.
Yeah,
for the second question.
Because when you lie to say you didn't eat, you now have to eat at the next thing.
Right.
No doubt.
And even if you feel sick, you have to eat like you haven't eaten.
Yeah. You have to double eat.
Did you eat at the second one?
Yeah, of course. But I ate much later. I ate after the gig. So that was like 10.
Right.
So that was much later.
Not true. You could get to the second event.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat. What do you do, guys?
Lie.
Do you want something to eat? I'm actually feeling too well.
Ooh.
I'm not actually feeling too well.
But you need to get something down, yeah. Because you're not eating.
And in your head,
No, but they will say you've not eaten. You said you didn't eat at the party. Now you come to the second party. You're not eating again.
Yeah, you're probably feeling ill because you haven't eaten, Mike.
Yeah. No, so get something down, you.
Guys, this is me speaking in Michael's voice right now. Yeah. Guys, I'm a doctor. Stop diagnosing me. I don't know where you went, yeah, so don't disrespect, but I'd be like, come on, Steve, you work at DPD. What? Diagnosing me for?
Why?
The fucker.
DPD driver to get some bad
the
shots.
The fuck are you doing, Steve? Shut the fuck up. And any guy that says, that starts piping up, you need to give him the look like, brother, you know that Kevin Hart, help me, I'm lying, bro. Shut the fuck up, man. I've already filled my boots at Darren's shindig.
Shindig, it was good food as well. But the thing is, I didn't have that. So now I'm very conscious. So this is actually good advice because now I'm like, okay, because I don't want people now thinking that I just come to parties and eat and leave. You know, that's not a good reputation to have. Now I'm the eat and leave guy. I don't want to be that guy. So now I'm in front
of the
thing.
Vagina. What?
Oh.
What?
Golly.
Wow. Boom blast. But now I'm in front of the thing. I'm the eat and leave guy. I don't want that reputation.
Well, then this is when you go back and you lie and you say Michael was actually here early helping set up.
No, they were there.
They were there.
I'll say you came back late to help clean up.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I'll lie to them.
I don't know why I now need to get into her friend's good books, but now I'm disappointed.
You're not in Naomi's bad books, so it's
fine. Well, that's good though. That's the main
one. Am I? For not being in attendance?
No.
Oh.
So you
it
know
it was carnage anyway.
It was a bit of
a kids party.
No, it was because rain. We didn't plan for there to be rain.
The
event was planned to be outside.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it was that mayhem when you came in. And you was at the front door for like
ten minutes. That's fine. Oh, maybe told Naomi's friends that I was outside in the rain. Just give me some brownie points. I was suffering. But no, very very good shindig. Actually, nice to meet your family. I think obviously I saw your daughter. I think your son was sleeping. Not that you remember any of it, so. But thank you for that. Very nice.
So you go to Lister's question.
My utmost apologies.
It's all right, geezer.
We'll have other things that we all link up for, I'm sure. Lister's questions. You know how we're doing now, man. We try to ask Lister's questions at the top, get all out of our system.
I still got my coat on. Just realized.
Question. Is it ever okay to tell a young child, let's just say the child is 6, to shut up in a harsh tone.
Yes.
Because he even says yes.
Yes. I told my son to shut up 2 weeks after he was born, bro.
That's because he can't. I said, what about?
He can't comprehend. Shut up, though.
Minute one, I was like, shut up.
Shut your mouth, rude boy.
Tough love, man.
What would you tell your stepdaughter to shut up?
Oh, yeah, she ate.
I have done.
In a harsh tone. What are the circumstances?
Because it's the harsh tone. Because if they're just jumping around, it's like, come on, shut up, man.
Yeah. So in this moment, I didn't actually tell her shut up, but me and her mum were having an argument.
A heated one or just like...
It was heated, yeah. It was heated. Just words and whatnot. Just so you know.
I didn't expect anything more, but now you mentioned that.
I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy.
I think there's weapons.
But you know how the internet be, man? They'd just be like...
They're just seeing the anchor, man. He pulls out a sword. She pulls out like a mate.
No. It's both just words for all you guys out there on the internet before you know. I don't want this to be the thing that makes me famous. because that's not what it is. And she hates arguing.
Right.
For various other reasons.
Yeah.
So she was like chiming in, being like, stop arguing. And I'm from the day and age of like, you can't, this is big people conversation.
No, this is like adult talk.
Yeah. So it wasn't shut up, but I just was like, listen, stop getting involved and just go to your room.
Oh, wow. You gave him, is that the height of your firmness of her?
And she was like, I'm trying to sleep. I was like, well, shut the door then.
Well, he said shut up.
So then in that scenario, is your missus like, yeah, go away, we need to argue, or she like, don't tell my daughter like that? What kind of response did you get?
She went to her room and we just carried on arguing.
Okay, so she was in support of...
It didn't resurface. But yeah, man, tell these kids to shut up. A lot of these kids have got too much vim, bruv. If you're not going to tell your kid to shut up, yeah. I'm going to tell your kid to shut up for myself and for you, yeah? That's why these kids walking around think they can say anything to anyone because they haven't been told shut up. They've never held a box. You get me? Yeah, First time I held a box, I knew, brah, shut your mouth, cuz.
What the first time any of you held a bang to the face where you're like, oh, okay.
I snitched on my mum. She used to work on Sundays, yeah?
Yeah.
And my nan would have me. But there must have been some motive she had or something, I don't know. And she was like, whatever you do, don't tell nanny that I'm not going to work. That's mistake number one. Why are you telling me what? Just keep me in the, like,
keep you in the Fugazi as well.
You're
in the lie, yeah.
Anyway, whole day goes fine. Mum turns up in uniform, committed to the lie, by the way.
Big up.
Also, same person that told me not to lie. And then I said something along the lines of like, why are you in that uniform? You didn't go to work today. And then I looked at her and went, oops, haha. And the box to my lip came so fast.
It wasn't even a delayed when we get home sort on of threat.
On site,
okay.
Lip was bust, it was bleeding.
Damn.
And that's when I knew, bro, like.
Chat shit get banged.
Shut your mouth, cuz.
Even if it's your mum.
Did your grandma even hear?
Bro, I don't know. She must have done
that's it
for my mum to react.
It was just the attempted baited up.
She we're not tolerating the snitches out here.
Yeah,
bang.
And I knew from that moment on, never ever chat my mum's business again, bro.
What about you, Mike?
The first bang to the face. Oh, I've had a few fights. I remember I fought one time, this guy around my area. I think I was like 8 or 9, because this is when I used to live in Bermondsey. And then I can't remember what we're beefing over. But I remember that...
Jollof. He was Ghanaian.
Nah, I think it was Eastern European, this dog.
Ooh.
I think
man don't feel pain.
Yeah. I found out in the fight, fam. I found out in this fight. I remember we were beefing over something. Then I went to like a mutual friend's house. And then this guy, like, I think he threw a rollerblade at my shin or something like that. And then I just fell back. And then he was like, sort of kicking me and stuff. And I was like, damn. I was like, rah, like... These fights, you can lose them, you know.
That's the one. Because when you're younger, you think every fight is going to go like WWF.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to get this guy the suplex, the DDT.
Yeah.
You're going to be throwing this guy around.
It's like,
yeah. And you get punched in the face.
You ever remember throwing your first punch and it landing and being like, I don't know if it was just me, but being like, wow, that doesn't feel how it looks like on TV.
Yeah, I thought, you don't think there's going to be so much resistance from their face.
Yeah.
You think, I'm going to punch right through their face.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just keep on punching.
Yeah.
And when hit them, it's like, my wrist.
Yeah, it was like,
my wrist. Wow.
It was almost a thing of like, did I get you? Like,
Yeah. You expect them to drop in it, but when they don't drop, like, oh shit, they took my power. It's like what a boxer must feel. Like, you know, Deontay Wilder, when he punched Tyson Fury, see him get up, you're like, oh my goodness, I gave you everything I had and you're raising. Like, you must feel that you just become that inch smaller in your stature.
So. Yeah, I was having my first punch in the face.
Never lost.
Undefeated.
Undefeated fighter.
Undefeated.
No.
Around Harlow.
I remember one guy punching in the face in like year one or year two.
Yeah, well, that's early.
Early. So that's like seven. No, six, seven.
Was it one like you started crying or did you fight back or teacher split it up? Or?
No, it's fortunate. I was eating crisps at the time.
Yeah.
But they're placed in the perfect way that it kind of just decompressed the punch. Like it just softened the punch. Okay. Rather than turn the other way and cut my gum up, but he just softened the punch.
Tactics.
Yeah, but I didn't realize he was gonna punch me. So he punched me, and then because I was completely unaffected, he ran out of school.
He didn't face your wrath.
Yeah, he ran out of school. Little did he know it. He caught me so unaware. I was just like, I don't know why he just punched me. And I just saw him just run towards the fence, and he refused to come back into school until like lunchtime. Because he's worried what I was going to do.
Rumour has it he's still there.
He's boy, but no. But yeah, it was mad.
But yeah, man.
Yeah. So
tell your kids to shut up.
So you think
what's wrong with shut up?
I think it's people can be seen as mean and demeaning, and of course, out of context, or not even say out of context. If you witness it, and you see another parent telling their son, like, oh, hey,
nah, man,
everything
like,
good. Hey.
If it's valid, I'm gonna be like, yeah.
But sometimes they may not always see what calls the shot.
Then mind your business.
Like videos online where you don't see the beginning, then you mind your business.
Because you come as that angry dad.
What about shut your mouth with fingers in the head and then push the head back like ghost to Tasha in
Hey, that flick.
If it's black parents, yeah, man, that's part of the culture.
What about white parents?
Where did you learn that? Stop watching Top Boy. This is your move.
But this is fake news. Because white parents be kicking the shit out of their kids as well.
Yeah, they fuck them up.
Yeah, when they get going.
Like, our discipline, our physical discipline in the black community is 99% born out of love and learnt behaviour, yeah? I would say in other communities...
You're using your whiteness to speak of this.
Yeah. It's born out of just fucking boredom. And
I fucking hate this kid.
Legit, like...
I didn't even want him.
Like, a bit like your bit. It's like, it's for a laugh, innit? Why'd you do that to your son? I was having a laugh. Yeah, as a black parent, why'd you do that to your son? Because he's bad and he's not listening. And those that don't hear must feel. Steve, what did you do that for? Fucking, he thought a West Ham scored and he cheered. What a wanker, you know what I mean?
Because this is weird, it's like, conflict when it comes to physical discipline.
Right? I'm just joking, by the way, guys.
I almost feel like physical discipline is more...
I'm going to clip that bit out. No, you're going to clip that bit out.
No, I'm not.
Now, physical discipline is almost like I can explain it away more, even though it isn't something I would do. Like, I can... Like, when you see that kind of structured discipline, like, I always hear stories about, like, Nigerian kids like having to just, like, squat and shit like that.
Yeah.
And stress positions.
Yeah, all that kind of shit. I was like, that's more calculated than... I'm mad for me.
Yeah, that's psychological warfare.
Yeah, then the kind of thing of you misbehaved, my anger's gone up, I'm swinging.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like, okay, I can see you overreacted there, but you should have done that. The whole kind of calculated thing of come back from work, I don't even know what's gone wrong, I've just been told you've been messing about. Okay, let's formulate a punishment for you now.
And the punishment should be greasy. It'll be like, stand against the wall, close your eyes and raise your arms. You're there like this.
Oh, that's the... Brother, well, that is the worst one. I hate that one.
Your granddad made
you do it. My granddad made me do it. My mum's made me do it. Man. I hate it, bruv. You so don't even know. You don't even know what lactic acid is at that age.
Shoulders be there.
You're just
Rajon,
like,
Rajon. Hey, this is science. This is biology. The biology you want me to study. This is. I'm telling you what's causing the pain, and you're not listening.
And the worst thing is, if you drop your arms, you're getting rushed, cuz.
Yeah.
So it's like pick your poison.
Yeah, that one's tough.
It's the worst. For me, it was the worst one.
Yeah, that one.
I just hear horror stories for it. Because
you're crying at the same time as well.
Because then it's like, yeah, you got that.
Stop crying. If you're crying, oh, give me a reason to cry. I'm already crying.
I've already got several reasons.
All those ones. I think that's like international, the kind of the verbal psychological warfare in the beating as well. Mm. The beating per syllable. I can't remember which comics got it. One of the old school like fat comics, but we getting beaten. It's like, don't ever do that again. It's like, no, wait, again's one word. Like, why do you split that into two?
So, do you know what the one that was mad for me was like, put your arms down, like, and just know the lick is coming.
And just stand there.
And you don't know when it's coming, and then you see the movement. I used to see the movement, put my hand up, to protect my face.
Like, oh, you wanna fight me?
And my mum's hit my arm, and she goes, put your hands down, that's hurting me. We're in the same boat then, ain't we,
mum?
Where
does that go? Where's the logical end to that if your kid... This is what we bother doing the physical thing. If your kid ends up being like Mayweather and just got a real nice defense.
Brother, I remember...
You're not allowed to defend yourself.
Yeah, but this thing, you say, what I'm saying is, where is the logical end to that? Because imagine now your mum's beating you and your arm's up and you like put your arm down and you're just in the corner just like, no.
Oh, brother, I remember when I started boxing.
The weapons just going to increase so she's now beating your arm with a cricket bat and she's going to catch herself in the mirror like, what am I doing?
Bro.
You know what I mean?
It could happen.
What am I doing?
There's probably someone out there with a story.
That's what I mean.
I remember when I started boxing, and I was all right for my age and that. And I remember one time my mum tried to hit me with a triple jab.
Triple jab.
A triple jab.
Oh, yeah.
Right, left, right.
No, just
right.
Just bam, bam, just, bam.
Okay. One hand,
right? And I, Muhammad Ali'd all of them.
Slipped.
Hands down, and I just went like this, yeah. And she looked at me like, my powers are...
Oh, you see her going, she went in shorter in front of you.
My powers are diminishing. And I looked at her, she looked at me, I grinned and it was in public here. Yeah. This probably saved me a little bit. I just went to carry back, packing the shopping. I was like, bah, bah, bah.
It can get you as well. And that's probably the boxing she was paying for you, right?
Yeah.
So she got defeated by her own investment. That's crazy.
Man. It was good, man. It was good. I remember when I fly kicked someone at school and got suspended. And my mum came in trying to fly kick me.
Well, like, explain this to me. So the head teacher calls your mum, be like, hey man, Kazim, he's just been doing some comfy
so
shit.
So when happy slaps were about.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Me and my boy were going around the field at lunchtime, filming each other, just running up to people from behind. And
happy slapping.
No, and just fly kicking them in the back.
I love school, man. School is where you do some dumb shit. Like, if you tried that on road, that is war, fam.
Because when you start in front of a teacher, this is where school's all dumb, though, right? Because you're sat in front of a teacher, you're made to feel stupid. But let's say you fly kick someone in the back and they retaliate. They're going to try and talk to both of you like this is an equal thing. Like, you know, you shouldn't have hit Kazim. It's like, sir, he fucking fly kicked me in my back.
But you know, don't retaliate.
My neck in my back. Yeah.
But what you should have done, you should have found Mr. Johnson was on the playground, on playground duty. You should have found him. And you should have told him.
What, Mr. Johnson?
It's like, what?
It's funny because they're trying to teach you not to react, but then it's like, I'm sure any of them, if they were flagged at the pub, will fight back because it's self-flipping defense.
Who's going to be in the pub or whatever, get flag kicked, get up and be like, Mrs. Johnson! Yeah.
Who's the patron of this?
Big man, you're 25.
Yeah. Who's the patron of the public
fight
house?
Back. Yeah. Ask for Miss Finster. Fuck off, bro.
I'm swinging a chair.
Of course. These teachers would do it themselves.
But yeah,
hypocrites.
Man. Long story short.
Is anyone opposed? You're telling your kid to shut up.
If it's justified, yeah.
Darren, what about you?
Nah, it's too aggressive. It's too aggressive. I think because it's the example of like communication I want to set.
Well, what's your alternative then? How do you, like, that your child's making a lot of noise and you said,
Darren
please
is
keep
serious.
Quiet. Please keep quiet. They're going over their head. Zadie's like, daddy.
I've already been told off by how I talk to the kids sometimes because I talk to my director. So I'm just like, Zadie, stop doing that because if you keep doing that, no one will like you.
I think that's worse.
Shut up. You can't say that to her. I was like, no, but that is the logical end. That if she behaves like that,
you're autistic.
No one will like her. So, I'll like her, but she won't have any friends and no one will like her.
You are autistic, fam.
She don't need to know all of that.
I swear
but
down.
She does. Too many kids are coming to this world thing, they behave how they want and people still like them. No one like
you. Sound exactly like the kids I work with.
You'll find that
everyone's, but that is what's going to happen, sir.
Everyone's going to be playing games over there. Everyone's going to be playing games over there and they'll want to play with you.
I worked with one kid before, yeah, and he kept fat shaming his friend.
Damn.
He kept fat shaming his friend, yeah, every day. Over and over and over again. We pull him in, like, stop doing that. And he's like, but you don't understand. I'm actually helping him. Because if I keep fat shaming him, he's going to get embarrassed. And he's going to go sort it out. Oh, and then I'm just sitting there going like, it fucking makes sense. But
guys
you can't
are horrible.
Do that.
Guys are horrible. Because I remember...
he's speaking Fendi facts.
So he's
helping his friend via trauma.
Did the kid lose weight?
He's losing weight.
There you go.
Fair enough.
But it depends, the kid might take on. So I remember joining the new football team, yeah, and being introduced to someone. So everyone else is saying their own name.
Mm.
And he's about to say his name, and someone goes, yeah, that's fat shit. I was like, what? That's like that. I get you guys will know each other, you play each other.
Yeah.
I can't call him fat shit. I go, man, what's your name? He goes, just call me fat shit. I was like, no, I can't, man. I was like, work on your self-esteem. Work on your self and Steve's.
This man is broken.
Work on your self and Steve's. You can't.
How old were you?
This is like 16.
Like, man, said,
you know, the only thing that would have made it worse is you just kind of like, yeah, man was like 27.
He's like the other day, yeah.
You were like, yeah. He was just like, just call me
fat shit. Big man.
You cannot be called that. You cannot be called that. And then I was like, I said, what does your mum call you? And he's just like,
what did he call me? Fat shit.
It's like, I think they came from her. It's
like, for 15 years of my life, I thought that was my actual name. It wasn't until I got my passport renewed and I was like, Mum, who the fuck is Keith?
Oh my god.
Who's Keith? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I was literally the only guy in the football team that called him by his first name.
Would he like take time to react to hearing his first name? Be like,
I swear to God.
He'd be like, who's that? You're part of the ball. You're like, Keith. And he's like, what? Oh, fat shit. Oh, yeah. Hey, fat shit, quick one. Oh, there he is.
Because no one ever said
fat Keith.
You know what I mean? No one ever said any aggression or anything like that. It was just his name.
But I get that. I get that to a certain extent. Yeah. Like, did you play sports growing up?
Yeah,
like club sports.
Yeah, football.
Yeah, so you might, like, I get it as well. Like, so in.
Alright.
That's a bit mad. That sounds a bit mad still.
Someone just got told to shut up. So in my rugby team, we had like everyone had a nickname. Yeah, I was called the Pirate.
Not Black Kaz.
No, there's loads of black players. I was called the Pirate.
Well, how come?
Somali Pirates.
Okay.
There was
something racial.
Yeah, there was a.
Does it my town? We're not that crazy. It used to be Black Kaz. It's like there's not a white Kaz. We know.
We need to be able to differentiate.
I'm the only Kaz here.
Yeah, you're like Black Kaz.
We had a guy, he was like Asian descent and he looked like this person off of a Curry's PC World advert.
Oh God!
So we used to call him PC World.
Yeah.
And then some
that,
like
that's an ironic nod racism that.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was like PC Bish or something like that because his name was Bishay. And basically, whenever like we were training and stuff like that, obviously he's Asian, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we used to be like, Bishay bowling, Bishay's bowling, and just write these cricket terms to him.
Yeah, call me fat. Thick. Yeah, that messed with my mental, man.
Are you got any nicknames for your kid? Yeah, Curvy Chris. You already know.
Oh, no. Hey.
Delete. Friendship. Hey. Deleted.
Hey.
Control, Alt, Delete, Log off.
Your mental's done. Thick, Curvy.
Someone told me to do that the other day.
What's that?
He told me to log off.
Log off. I used to say that. Just log off.
So rude.
Side out, log off.
Yeah, log man. Off. Get off.
Sign out, log off.
How did we get onto that? Yeah, anyway, man. So you said you wouldn't say shut up.
No, but then also, my aggression isn't shouting and like harsh words. It's more horrible explanations of
actions. Because I don't think I would say shut up. I want to get to a point where I don't have to raise my voice, use expletives, or physically abusive to get what I want.
Mm.
I want to be able to communicate, but I understand that may not happen. So I want to do maybe the look. I want to be like the threat of it going left is always there, so they know it could go left, but it never actually goes. But then there may be the day that it has to go there, and that's where I may become unstuck.
Can we actually properly determine then what is a harsh tone? Because I'm just thinking like. Looking at my son, and he's not. I don't know if like, and I've told him.
Yeah.
The look, I've told him all of this, told him the consequences, and I've just gone like, listen, shut up.
See, I don't find that harsh.
So that's, what's a harsh tone?
I think that's a firm tone because like,
I think harsh is that it comes like with disrespect. It's shouting and also like it's you're scolding the person. Man.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up, man. So if someone said to you like shut up, you're like, all right, cool, it's fine. So someone you don't know,
maybe not. So
like my one-on-one conversation is then they come shut up and then just carry on. Just
hey like, man.
It's like what?
That's fighting talk.
Yeah. Am I a dickhead?
Enough to make them say, am I a dickhead?
Yeah, that's the thing. The shut up makes them feel like
the harsh tone is them asking themselves, am I a dickhead?
Alright, here's something then. You've not saying any of our kids would, but you've caught your kid just like online or in person, just absolutely berating someone.
Yeah.
It might be funny, but they're berating them, like going in, and you catch them in the moment, and you're just like, "Oi, shut up!"
Okay,
and then work backwards after the fact.
Well, I think
this is why I spoke to you like that.
If you're stopping them in the moment from doing something which is wrong and that will get them into more trouble or could get, then I think, if it stops it from being even worse, then yeah, you could probably show yourself and justify it that way, isn't it?
See, I'm more vindictive than that. I would like how you said you would explain stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so I think I might have like misinterpreted this question a little bit then. Because I wouldn't, in what we're saying then, is I wouldn't say it like that unless it's something...
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to stop my child getting into trouble and I just need to stop it quick.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm the type of guy that would be like, all right, cool. You've done something I don't like. I've told you, bloody, bloody, blah. When you go to school tomorrow, have a good day. This is all in my head. Because when you come back, your room's empty.
You're telling the kid to stay at school, boy.
Your room's empty.
Yeah.
And then when you go, what happened? Just be like, do you remember yesterday? Do you remember? when I had to ask myself, this time, am I a dickhead?
Am I a dickhead?
Your room's empty.
Clear out.
having little slogans and making them finish it. Because what did we say? Actions have consequences. As you walk out their room, we're there just leaving nothing in
there. You just say stuff like, you don't even start referencing it as a room anymore. Just go to that space.
Go to your box.
Go to that space where you go to that place where you sleep.
Go to the room with your bed. That's crazy. Oh man.
Tells you wrap this episode.
Yeah, let's wrap this episode, man. Yeah, I like these things where we spend the whole episode literally on the question. But this has been another episode of Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. I've been Michael Akadiri. To my left has been
Kazeem Jamal. You're done though. Lie. Lie through your teeth. Keep lying. Stay lying.
That could be the name of the pod. Who knows? And to the left,
Dan Griffiths.
Boom Blast. Take care and peace.